it's reprogramming your mind. You have to create the life that you want, and you can, and you do that by speaking things as though you already have it and loving yourself.
Hi, I'm Melanie Barr. Welcome back to the She Built It podcast, your go-to place to empower you to live the life and business that you crave. I'm here to talk about everything from having the courage to make life and career leaps to the details of how to lead effectively, create successful teams, implement strategies for growth, and infuse tech innovation. I'm here to celebrate your wins and navigate through your challenges. I live in the city now, but I grew up in a town of 1,000 people. I've navigated major life leaps, a senior level corporate career, worked in professional sports, and now as a successful entrepreneur who loves business, technology, family, and making meaningful connections with you and the She Built It community. I also love a good workout and dose of self-care. Magic happens when we focus on the part of ourselves and our business that brings us joy. So turn up the audio, open your favorite notes app, grab your favorite drink, and here we go. Welcome back to the She Built It podcast. Thank you for joining us, Demetria. You are an author and business coach who has successfully overcome struggles. Share with us your journey from being homeless to becoming a successful author and business coach. And what were some of the key turning points for you?
This spiritual journey has been a major growth inside out. I lost my mother in October from cancer. As soon as I'm thinking everything is going amazing in my life, and it was, oh, wow, I'm really losing my mother. The person that I talk to absolutely every single day, the person who I can call on, the person who was there for me, I could talk to about absolutely anything. I happened to learn how to be without her. So every day is really a push for me, and I'm doing it.
Share with us how you became an author.
Since I was 9, I always absolutely loved to write. I started writing my life story when I was about 19 years old. I started journaling. I had no intention of making it a book or anything like that. All I know is that I wanted to heal myself. It was always told to me, what goes on in this house stays in this house. So it was really hard to talk about the things that you endured and how you felt, because as a teenager, you're listening like, okay, I can't talk about how I feel. And so the writing journey began when I was going into a Goodwill store, and I was in the most down depression state of my entire life. And I said, God, I'm going to live or I'm going to die. There's no way that I can keep going on like this. And I just started journaling, and I ended up meeting this person, and she said that she knew someone who published books. The first two rounds were not successful of finding a publisher. And then the third round was definitely a success.
I'm so sorry for the loss of your mother. Is your writing helping you through that as well?
Oh, yeah. Writing is therapeutic, and writing has always been, like I said, I started writing when I was 9, whether I could spell the words or really know what I was saying. All I knew is I wanted a pen and some paper, and I took it to school with me. I was busy writing stories. And as I look back on that, I'm like, yeah, writing was definitely my calling.
Tell us about your books.
I Have Refused to Lose. That's my first autobiography that I wrote about my life. I wrote that story to help other people to overcome things that they've been through, whether it was not having your mother, not having your father, whether you've been through things in your family, dysfunctional family, you're an entrepreneur and you want to quit, you want to give up. But I wrote that story to help other people overcome, to know that you're a risk taker and life is all about taking risks. And it's up to you, whatever it is that you want, you create your reality. And it took me very long, like, oh, what I want matters. And for so long, I didn't know what I wanted matters. It was like, yeah, what you want matters. And I began to write down what I wanted. Finally, it went on from there.
Yeah. That's so inspiring, because we get caught up in life and we don't always stop and do that. And we think, yeah, I know what I want, but do we? It's such an important exercise to sit down and really think it through.
Most definitely.
It's great that you're helping people to do that.
Yes, it took me a very long time to say, hey, I matter. My feelings matter. What I want matters. I matter. It's okay to put yourself first. It's okay to think about yourself first.
And have you written other books since your first book?
Yes. I wrote a book, From Broken Woman to Business Woman. I talked about the broken side as an entrepreneur. I don't think that we talk about that side too much. We hear, oh, the millionaires, the cars, the homes, and the houses. A lot of people don't tell you what they went through, the lonely nights, feeling alone, the brokenness, losing family members in the midst of being an entrepreneur because you're not clocking in and out. Like, this is you. This is your work. This is your baby. This is your job. This is what you are taking a risk on. How do you jump those hurdles when things happen in your life? How do you keep going? And some people, when those things happen, they fall. This is it. I can't do it no more. And so it teaches you the back broken in as an entrepreneur. And I have a new book called Naked that's coming out. This book was definitely bittersweet. It took me a minute to write it. It's a memoir of my life. Naked is me undressing a lot of things in my life. And the heal part and my spiritual journey of me following my own path and how that changed my life and my mama passing and me having 11-year-old son and his father was murdered last year. How do you keep going, Demetria? What do you do getting back up?
I am so sorry. And thank you for sharing all of your stories because it's such an inspiration to keep going and to keep fighting for what we want.
Yes, almost definitely.
What advice would you give entrepreneurs who are starting with or that have limited resources?
I was definitely one of the people. Limited resources was me, especially when I started writing my book. I didn't have all the money to publish. And even as I mentor people about writing and being an entrepreneurship, when I say, oh, I'm not getting any support, what do I do? My family's not supporting me. What do I do? And that's the thing, you have to create. And I know that it may sound cliche, but you have to create. And every day I got up and sometimes I would spend 5 hours Googling new opportunities for myself, booking shows and investing in myself. A lot of people don't want to invest in themselves. Sometimes you have to pay for things of getting yourself off that ground. I'm very big on affirmations. I write down what I want as though I already have it. I want to be a New York Times bestseller. Hey, I already am that. Whatever it is that you want to be, you call that thing in as though you already have it. And I know sometimes that can be hard because our mindset can be negative. We could been through some things in the past or people have said negative things to us. And those things could be sticking in our heads. And so it's reprogramming your mind. You have to create the life that you want and you can. And you do that by speaking things as though you already have it and loving yourself. It took me a minute to wake up in the mirror every single day, even when I don't like this or I don't like that about myself. And I say, Demetria, I love you. And this is the first time in my life that I'm experiencing, like, I love you.
Such an inspiration. And you're so right. When we put our minds to something and we believe it deep down, our minds will find a way to get us there. And if not there, very close usually.
Yes, most definitely. And you have to take risks and you have to get up. I was scared to come to Los Angeles and host my event in September. Like, Los Angeles big from my little small town. And I'm like, who am I to be going here, hosting an event? And I got on that plane and it was almost 6 hours. I was like, I cannot believe I'm coming to Hollywood. And we worked hard and it came out amazing. Yeah, it's about taking risks.
And I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs that say, know every aspect of your business and don't be afraid to do any part of it. Maybe you don't do it all the time, but don't be afraid to open boxes and don't be afraid to understand all the tech platforms. It doesn't mean you have to do them, but it's important to be able to get your hands dirty within your business to make it go to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
How do you approach goal setting and planning in your personal life and your business?
I watched an interview with Stephen King. He talked about how he writes and how much he writes in a day. And I was like, man, he pushed and he was dedicated to all of his movies and his books. And this is the dedication that I desire. You know, I do 2 hours and I'm like, he's pushing four. It's motivated me. I listen to a lot of YouTube motivation. I read a lot of motivation for my business and then my personal life. Once I'm done with the business, I'm done. My son is home. I work all day. I'm a full-time mom at home. And while he's at school, I am working. This book is my priority. And when he's asleep, let's get back to the writing.
I love that. And it is a juggle. I'm a mom of twins too. So I understand. At 4 o'clock, I become the sports shuttle. And I told someone, thank God for hotspots because I can sit in my car and still work on my computer. So that juggle is real. And I need that motivation too. In the morning, as I'm making breakfast and snacks and all the things at 6 a.m., I always have something inspirational on because it puts me in the right mindset. And yes, I skip days because I'm not perfect, but then I think, oh, I need to get back on that track. And then meditations, even 5 minutes, and I keep mentioning this, but 5 minutes is amazing. Just sets my mind up for the day, that along with something motivational to get the day started.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Magic happens when we focus on the part of ourselves and our business that brings us joy. What is one thing that you do each day to make sure that you are finding and living your joy?
Each day for me is, again, loving me, putting me first, and knowing that I matter, knowing what I want matters. And when I think about my son, and I'm giving you the life that you deserve. I'm giving you what I didn't have. You might go through some things, but as a mother, I'm here on this earth and I want to make sure that I'm there for you, taking care of you and teaching you. I let him have his voice. Again, we was forced to go to church. Like, we was forced to do this and forced to do that with him. I'm like, I want to hear what you feel and what you think. He's 11, about to be 12 in April. So letting him talk and pitch his voice, what do you feel and what do you think? So every day, loving me is a major task for me. I know it could sound simple to a lot of people, but in the past, I was a people pleaser. I didn't love myself. And so that's why it's so big to me. I didn't like anything about me. And I believed all the negative things that people said to me. So me loving me and getting up every day and doing exactly what I love, that's really big for me.
Your son is very lucky to have you as a mom. Thank you for sharing your story with all of us. You are such an inspiration and reminding us to love ourselves. Please tell our listeners how and where we can find you and how we can find your books.
All of my books are on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and I am on Instagram at Demetria For Real. I am on Facebook at Demetria Bowie.
Thank you for joining us today. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me at hello@shebuiltit.com, on our She Built It website, or at She Built It on social. Thank you to my editor, Rich Streffolino, who always makes us sound good. Until next time, let nothing stop you from experiencing the life and business that you crave.